tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, good Pat, and welcome back to Tip Today. Huge response into us to Tom's piece there, and thank you so much for all of your kind words there as well. 1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311. It's time for Johnny Luby. Johnny, good morning.
Fran, how are you going, boy?
Good stuff, Johnny, and yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, Fran, on the bank holiday weekend. If I remember back to February the 12th after Tom speaking those beautiful words, I was on immediately after him. Mm. And again today, little did I think that 2-odd months later that I'd be on again after Tom.
Yeah.
I tell you, a most descriptive narrator.
Mm.
The way he described all them dance halls and ballrooms.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Look, as he said himself, 60 years, there were some great times and some tough times and all of that. And his family have lots of memories, and they have a great man and our father and mother to live up to.
Yeah.
I would love to have called to him only for the COVID when he was saying that he locks the door at night at 7 o'clock and that.
Yeah.
Even just to have spoken to him outside on the lawn, you know, but...
He would have loved to have spoken to you.
And friend, he had a magnificent voice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and no
so engaging,
and cawing or anything else. And he just got straight into it and described everything. Hey, my own missus was listening to it. I said, just listen to this. And she said, it's very hard to go on after that, you know. But our thoughts and sympathies are with the Sheedy family.
Absolutely. We heard from some of Tom's relations on text there as well. I know there's some people listening to us who are related in Australia this morning as well. So, Johnny, bank holiday. How will you spend a bank holiday with COVID and all of that, Johnny?
Fran, you ain't worry about me, lad.
I have no worries about you, Johnny.
I was thinking this morning, there when you're getting a bit of a going over, I immediately thought of the five misfortunate TDs in the county and the way that you give them a gruelling. I can vouch for this, though.
What?
You have no lend anyway. I got Curry Henley to look into it.
delighted you can vouch for that, yeah.
He said, there's more in the plot in the graveyard than there is. He said, he has not, he said, that fella. So,
I have an overgrown lawn at the moment, and I'd be happy to let that out to anybody if they want.
That clears up that, friend, anyway. But, the bank holiday Monday, look, hey, I suppose we'll do a few jobs here around at home. It's not the usual now between, there's always weeds growing, and no matter what weed killer you put out, and that they seem to just come up overnight. And, look, friend, what I do is I get out the strimmer and whips them out, and look, they'll be on again in a month's time anyway, so it is a case of getting stuck into them. I'm using this fire burner at the moment.
What?
A fire burner. I got it from the Wire Brothers in Tipperary Town. You know John the Wire?
I do. I know John Welsh. Yeah. Great shop too, yeah.
Yeah, he has everything there from a needle to an anchor.
Absolutely.
But it's a gas burner that you use a small thing of like fly killer of butane gas, and you just press a button and a flame comes out at the other end. It's like a walking stick for all the world.
Very good.
And you just burn the roots out of it in and...
God, that's a great idea. I didn't realise that was even available.
Look, it's a fantastic setup and that, but...
And is that expensive?
No, not at all. I think 25 or 30 euro.
My God, I must have
They have dearer ones as well, but if you're on top of all weeds, the one around 25 or 30 euro would certainly do you the finest. And
very good. What a great idea. Yeah.
But I was telling them one day about the power of Tip FM, the way it worked and the whole lot, you know.
Mm.
But by chance, it didn't work for me this morning because I went into Seamus the chemist above in the Friary Street chemist there in Cashel.
Right.
I was collecting my high pressure and bank pressure tablets. And I can tell you this, friend. I just said to him then, I said, will you throw in the old fixer then for the false teeth because I'm on Tip FM? He thrown him in, but charged me a bloody five. He broke a tenner. It was €5.10, and he gave me back €4.90. I said to him, I'm going to tell Frank Curry. Oh, he says, you can tell him away. Now, he didn't think I would do it, but now I haven't said any of these. But I'm looking forward, friend, to all the outlets opening up in one form or another, as the fellow says, especially outdoor dining areas and that. And I certainly look forward. I'll see about the power of Tip FM now. I have no hair, really. Just a tidy-up job. I'll see the power of the hair saloons now. It's an old anybody ringing. I don't care if they're above in Ross Gray or if they're down below in Celtic and Shore.
Somebody who'll cut your hair and look after you.
I will belt on. It's only a sizzle job. It should take 3 minutes.
Right. But money won't exchange.
Well, I might give a fiver cash, a donation, Fran, don't you know the usual?
Yes, yeah.
But, Fran, yeah, the Keep It Moving challenge that I was telling you about last week, and it's going absolutely brilliant. We got a few donations from youngsters living in Canada for a few years. Aidan Sullivan and Mark Bergery and those lads came online there last night, seemingly, because I haven't a clue how to do these things. But I'm cycling in the morning sometime around 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock myself. And hey, I don't care, Fran, if you say, look, I'll donate 10 cents to the GoFundMe page with Golden Kilvegan GA Club and Kilvegan Rugby Club. It's for the special needs schools in Cashel, Skullangus and Skullcormac, and of course the new rooms that Arthur Morrissey built there in Thomastown National School. Hey, Fran, I'd cycle around for an hour for 10 cents. It's a worthy cause and it's absolutely fantastic.
So I just can't imagine you on a bike, Johnny. But
Friend, yeah. Well, it'll be done tomorrow. But everybody I mentioned, they're back to, and I mentioned the Fairview, who I was going to say who was, but I can't say that. Fairview
lovely
say
who
people for the last number of years. I expect them all now to come in and support me on the bike, and that's it.
Right.
Somebody else asked John Corbin. He's a secretary at Golden Kilvegan GA Club. He's postman for these things up around a place called Killay.
Right.
Is there a village of Killay, Fran?
I don't know if there's a village. I don't think so.
Up near Templemore.
Oh, Jay, you're going to get me into trouble now again.
Yeah, but you see, you're the man that knows the county. You went to school in Cashel. You're well taught and you should know your geography. But anyway...
Well, so did you.
I didn't learn an awful lot, Fran. I tell you, I went in for the hurling.
Right.
And that was it. But, and I was, of course, I was the head bottle washer with Joe Fahey.
Oh,
I used to have to go
great
for the
teacher.
Buttons.
Yeah.
When he was living above beside Foley's pub, I used to have to go up there for the buns for the tea break.
Right.
I come down then, I get the
I
cone.
Didn't know he lived there. I thought he lived out the old road.
A good few years ago.
Right.
And I used to come down then to Grogan's, Teresa Grogan, and she'd give me a cone.
Oh, the best ice cream in the... Do you remember the 99s there? Weren't they fantastic?
Oh, Jesus, delight. Hey, and the father and mother, Jonjo and Tracy, they're way better than the total fella that's here at the moment, Tommy. I'll tell you one thing. He'd skin you at the moment.
Do you see the queues outside Tommy's place for ice cream? Isn't it fantastic? Isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Hey, he has 1 year to counter, and I can guarantee you this, your lawn above, he's making more money out of the 1 year to counter than you are out of the lawn.
Making nothing out of the lawn.
The women above in Killay wanted to know from John Corbin, and how did the Fourpenny Road get its name?
Yes.
From what I gather years and years ago, but I have to get it verified yet, that road workmen used to work for 4 old pence
right.
a day on the Fourpenny Road. And that's how it got its name, seemingly. But I will find out from somebody in Golden that's well into the history of the area, because it's a great...
What were the workers doing on the Fourpenny Road?
Oh, sure, Jesus, Fran, that time, sure, they were lucky to have a shovel, wouldn't they? You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't like now where they have all the modernisation and everything else, but, like, they were probably cleaning the dikes and all that thing. You know the way they used to put the inlets, the old...
I do, indeed, yes.
Council lads, but the new fellas now wouldn't have a nessus clue what's
going on. Don't start slagging off the council workers now. I'm in enough trouble.
That's the whole lot. I better say nothing because I need the road done shortly. But Fran, I have a granddaughter, Lucy. She's age 6.
Yeah.
And the mother works, she's living in Bunker County, but she works below in the hospital in Clonmel. And she was describing the way that she was expecting Lucy that night and the way that they rushed off. And of course, Michael had to do work on the farm and the whole lot. And she was in and out, come on, I have to go, and all this thing. And the next thing was they were going through Paul Mook, and she said, you better put your foot on the pedal because she's going to, the baby's going to come very quickly.
Yes.
Anyway, Lucy was sitting on her knee when she's telling the story.
Mm.
So anyway, and I'm absolutely amazed. And I just said then, and Lucy, I said, there was 26 babies inside in that ward. And I said, I went in then and I picked you. And she turned around to the mother. She said, Mammy, am I the right baby?
Oh, that's very good.
And Fran, to finish, and our friend of mine, if ever you're going to Abbey Field, Mad Morris Sheehan, he owns Lean's Hotel, he owns Devon Inn, and that a great character altogether. And I was talking to him last night because I rang him. I said, listen, will you look at that GoFundMe page and throw in a couple of bob, which he did. So anyway, I rang back and I said, Morris, I said, when you go down, I said, your reward will be great. Johnny, he says, when I go down, he said, there's only one place I want to go. He said, that's up. So, there's some wonderful characters out there. And of course, Punchestown is on this week. You're down to the last four in the county, great sports people.
Townend is running away on Rachel, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah, she probably will have it. She could have a double, if not a triple, today. She could have. More than likely, Honeysuckle.
So, is she still in with a chance?
She is an outside chance, to be an outside chance. But listen, what she has done is absolutely marvellous. And of course, we do remember Nick English's wonderful goal. I mean, if it was Scaletti or George Best or some of them that got the goal, they'd rave about it. And here they were, maybe on 100,000 a week. Nick English was a not none of abuse. If he missed it, they'd be all cussing him. And he was brilliant. And who the other two are the Tipperary football team of last year, the first victory in 85 years. Hey, it was fantastic. Yeah. There was tears shed all over the place. And of course, Sam Bennett then. I was for the crack. I was going to ask Sam Bennett for loaning the bike tomorrow, but he wasn't going to give it to a fella 66.
Could damage it, let's say.
Is it you always have the right word?
You see, there you go. Now, that's what it is. What do you make of what Micheál Martin said last night and this kind of lifting the lockdown and all of that? Are you happy enough with it?
Well, sure, Fran, I suppose, hey. The poor old misfortune, and he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Isn't that he? You know, people need to get out and that, but people certainly at the end of the day, Fran, they still... Oh, I'm going for the vaccine on Wednesday, Fran.
Are you?
I am.
Right.
Below in that poppy field in Clonmel.
Very good.
Now, Fran, you can say very good now. Ask me next Friday, please.
I will. I'd be delighted to ask you next Friday to know how you... There'll be a brass band down there and all to welcome you, Johnny. You know that, don't you?
From John Nellon, probably. I look forward to...
Did you see him on the programme the other night?
He was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I look forward to the vaccine, you see, but I was talking to a fellow the other morning. Liam Sullivan changed the shop from Spare to Gala.
Did he?
Were you in there lately?
No, I haven't been in there for ages.
Tis some shop now, though. Right. But he changed the shop anyway. But I was talking to a fella inside on the morning. He said to me, Jesus, Johnny, he said, I was right lucky. He says, I got those shot on the morning. Oh, my God, I said. I says, and where can you go now? Actually, no place, he said. So, whether he got it, Fran, or didn't get it, he's the man reckons he still can't go any place. And I'll finish on this. Right. A great friend of mine, he said that, I said, where are you going to... You'll probably go drinking a few old pints when the lockdown is over. Listen, he says, I never drink as many pints when it was there. And he says, I can tell you this, he says, I'm going to give up the drink, he says, when lockdown is gone. So there you are, friend. There's every kind of a divil out there, like for the crack and
listen,
the left.
Listen, you've created another stir this morning. Now everybody wants to know about this thing that you bought for getting rid of weeds. Oh, Dwyer Brothers will be... inundated with people.
Oh, well, there's only a small, it's like a walking stick, Fran, with the handle above at the top, and you light it.
You light it, do you? It's a gas thing, is it?
Yeah, no, you don't light it. You just press a button and she kicks off.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
So you burn away the weeds, essentially. This is a fantastic... Why didn't I hear about this before, I wonder?
But you see, don't you know, friend, now you could hear anything from me. As Corey Hanley said, I can tell you this confidentially, he says, friend Corey is on tenderhooks, he says, what you might say next.
He's right. He's right, I am. Indeed.
There you are now. Look, that's out there, that gadget, and that's it.
Right. So, and what's the name of it, somebody wants to know. You don't know. There's no name to it.
A York for burning weeds. And that's it, friend.
A York for burning weeds.
A burning weed. And friend, finally, look, a school leaver, he was being interviewed for a job as an office buddy. And your man said, you'll get £20 a week to start, he says. And then after 6 months, he says, you'll get £100 a week. And the young fellow said, that's okay. He says, I'll come back in 6 months' time. So wasn't he a smart young fellow?
Look after yourself, Johnny. Thanks very much indeed.
Hey, listen, God bless. And mind yourself for the weekend.
Good luck to you too, Johnny. Bye-bye to you now. It's the great Johnny Luby speaking to us, as he always does on a Friday. Now we have teamed up with the HSE to bring you some information and indeed some advice around your mental health, because you know yourself, we can sometimes feel very alone, even if we're surrounded by a good circle of friends or or family or whatever, but you can still feel isolated. And if you feel lonely, it might seem that you're the only person in the world who's going through that. But a lot of people are, and the best notion is to talk about it. Here's our Andrew.
The Mental Health Minute from Tip FM and the HSE.
If the last year has taught us anything, it's the importance of social contact. The little things we all took for granted, like meeting up for a bite to eat, going to the cinema, or getting together with friends. For some of us, the lucky ones, have been kept busy working, but loneliness can strike at any time, regardless of whether we've been stuck indoors or outdoors. We're on the home stretch now, though, so let's stick at it. Try and stay in touch with family and friends however you can. Share what's on your mind with others. Now the weather is getting better, there's a grand stretch in the evenings. Catch up with a friend for a stroll and a chat outdoors. It does wonders. And of course, you can always turn on the radio for music, banter and companionship.
Whatever you're going through, you can always find trusted information on mental health supports and services at yourmentalhealth.ie or through the 24-hour Your Mental Health Information line, 1800 111 888.
And delighted to be teaming up with the HSE to bring you those pieces. And again, 1 800 111 888 if you want to chat to somebody. We'll take a break and we're back with our Friday panel in just a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.